is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and that's Bad Finger with Come and Get It. You've heard this on TV commercials lately. I thought I'd play it for you this morning. Here's Nancy Sinatra.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, cause I'm in shoo, shoo, shoo. Sugar Town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, cause I'm in Sugar Town. Yesterday it rained in Tennessee. I heard it also rained in Tallahassee. But not a drop fell on little old me, cause I was in Sugar Town. If I had $1 million or ten, Sugar Town.
La 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 every day in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Glad to see when they bring back music to use in TV commercials, like that one from Nancy Sinatra and Sugar Town. It's 5 minutes after 9 on this beautiful Saturday morning, and we're going to bring in Dave Grant, who's right outside the windows. If I could lean over the window high enough, I could wave at him, but the chair's too far from the windows right now.
Don't fall out of the chair, Kevin. We don't want that.
No, we don't need that.
Don't fall out the window either, Kevin.
it might be interesting. We get a lot of talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we for sure would. And, yes, we are broadcasting live with Kevin. Kevin's upstairs in the studio where it's nice and warm. Wendy and I are right below the studio in front of the Weicker Great Day building, corner of 3rd and Oak in the Max FM studios. You can't miss us. We're in the downtown Baraboo's tent out here. It's a great morning to be out here. A lot of activity. We are starting to see people moving around, Wendy.
Purchases are happening, Dave.
Yes, they are. And Kevin, they put us right in front of Eat Street, of all places. I'm not sure why they do that to
us. Of all places for them to sit you guys down.
Yes, exactly. But stop by, say hi to Wendy and I. We have a little bit of Max FM swag. We'll hook you up with some can koozies, stickers, or even post-it notes. So stop by, say hi to us. We'll hook you up with those. Wendy and I will be broadcasting live from here until 12 p.m. today. So Kevin will continue playing the best of the 60s and 70s till 10 o'clock, just like we normally would. You just give three of us for the price of one, Kevin.
Hey, you can't beat that deal at all.
No, you can't. And so, yeah, now you can hear the popcorn popping.
Yep,
with
the kettle corn is going.
Yeah, I noticed that when they set that up earlier this morning, that the kettle corn's right across the street from us.
I know where Kevin's going as soon as it gets to be 10:05 this morning. He's going to be heading for the kettle corn this morning.
That's a good idea, yeah.
So definitely stop by. The farmer's market is one block over. For those who are coming down to the farmer's market, they are in the 600 block of Oak Street. So one block over. So if you're looking for them between 4th and 5th Avenue, that's where the farmer's market is at. We're at the corner of 3rd and Oak in front of the Weicker Great Day Building, Max FM Studios, Kitty Corner to Baraboo State Bank. Lots of vendors are set up out here. I'm amazed. If we look out across the way from us, there's even people up on the courthouse lawn. That's how many people are out here today. So great day to be out here. Sun is out. No wind. It's warming up. We're looking at highs in the 60s today, currently 47 degrees outside the Max FM studio. So it's a perfect morning for Fair in the Square. I don't think we could ask for better weather today, Wendy.
Oh, absolutely not, David. It is an absolutely beautiful fall day out here. A flock of geese just flew over heading for the river. So, you know, there's lots of fun things to see down here. There's tons of arts, crafts, and other treasures to find, and food booths and music and things for the kids to do. I see an obstacle course, inflatable obstacle course over there. Dave, you're not going to go over there today. You'll stay here with me. And there's the theater guilds down here, the Boys and Girls Clubs down here. There's face painting, all sorts of fun things to do. So come down and check it out and then stop by and say hi to us.
Most definitely. Kevin, we'll turn it back to you so we can get back to some more of the 60s and 70s. We'll talk to you in just a couple of minutes.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Dave and Wendy down on the square. And once again, the fall Fair in the Square is going on right now. The farmer's market is a block down if you're looking for that. So make sure you get out and enjoy the sunshine this morning.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with Max FM Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale with Dave in the Morning, the perfect way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and save big this October with Max FM Big Deals.
Ready to dive into your next big creative project? Red Dot Quilt Supplies of Reedsburg is there for you. Your new favorite quilt shop has the highest quality fabrics to help you create your next beautiful handmade wedding or baby shower gift. Focusing on blenders and background fabrics in every color that you can think of, this well-stocked quilt shop is just blocks from downtown Reedsburg. New fabrics are added weekly. Find out more at reddotquiltsupplies.com. Happy quilting!
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Say hello. On the corner is a banker with a motor car.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Beatles and Penny Lane. Beautiful sunshiny morning. We'll take a look at the forecast coming up in just a little bit, along with a look at some musical history. How about some Earth, Wind, and Fire? And sing a song on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. And if you sing a song every day, it will be a better day. That is great words to live by. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire. And we're going to hear some words from Dave and Wendy down on the square right below us here in the corner of 3rd and Oak Street here in downtown Baraboo as the fair on the square is getting underway. And there's food and fun and you've probably met a few dogs by now, haven't you guys?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We definitely have people walking by this morning. Downtown Baraboo Fair on the Square got underway 9 a.m. It is a beautiful morning to be down here. Plenty of dogs out here as well, so that's the other cool part. We get to see everyone out here with their pets. Everyone's walking around, checking out each street. We're broadcasting live from the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios, corner of 3rd and Oak, right here in downtown Baraboo. And as Kevin mentioned, lots of food options down here. I see donuts, I see sandwiches, Mary Edgeworth's ice cream and corn dogs is here, peach pops. I haven't wandered down each street yet, but as we look down 3rd Avenue, vendors set up all the way to Broadway, and then on 3rd Street all the way to Ash Street. And we have even some vendors set up towards the Baraboo State Bank area with Baraboo Theater Guild, Boys and Girls Club. There's a bounce house down here. All sorts of people out and about. We have so many people down here, Kevin. We are set up on the courthouse lawn with vendors today. It's amazing.
I mean, when I looked at it, when everybody was setting up this morning, it was just car after van after, you know, pickup with people unloading. And they were busy right away at 6 a.m. getting everything all set. And it is, you know, like I say, I look down at, you know, third right now, and I just see tent after tent after tent of vendors that are here.
There definitely are. The other thing that's really neat here is we have live music taking place on the courthouse lawn as well. And so you get some great music, some great food. I know we have vendors also set up on 4th Avenue and 4th Street. So plenty of arts, crafts. There's food down here. The farmer's market is one block over in the 600 block of Oak Street. So farmer's market is taking place to 1 p.m. as well. So you can't miss the opportunity to get out on the best day of the year in downtown Barrie. The weather is fantastic. We're looking at highs in the mid-60s today. Sun is out, no wind, which makes us so much better because they put so much work into all these arts and crafts, and that's not getting blown around today. And that's always one of the concerns. You never know what the weather's going to do. Today's the best day to be out and about. So stop by, say hi. Wendy and myself will be broadcasting live till noon. We do have a little bit of Max FM swag with us as well, so we can hook you up with that. All the great opportunities to support local businesses as well. All of our downtown businesses are open. We've talked to a few of them. If you need coffee, stop over and say hi to the crew over at Powerline Coffee Company. They'll power your day. And I can tell you, Kevin, we had a breakfast sandwich from there. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, geez. Plus, like you said, all the crafts. If you want to get some early Christmas shopping done, might as well do it now.
Exactly. Get that Christmas shopping done. Get some breakfast. Stick around. Get some lunch. And, you know, it's a great way to get a lot of Christmas shopping done. Or if you got someone celebrating a birthday or anniversary, also the opportunity to get those gifts today. And they even have face painting down here. So, I mean, if I didn't have a wedding to go to a little bit later, you know, I would stop over there. But they have face painting as well. I mean, Kevin, this is the heart of downtown Baraboo. And that's why we're so happy to be part of it. Why our studios are right here in downtown Baraboo. We get to be out here with the community, saying hi to people. We have people waving and talking to us even while we're on air, Kevin.
Well, they probably wave at me, too. I just can't see.
Yeah, probably not. You can wave at Kevin. He's right up above us here. He probably can't see you too easily from the studio windows, but this is just such a great part of downtown. Wherever we have the fair in the square, you just get to have some great entertainment. And like you said, the shopping. I mean, I know Wendy's checking out some of the vendors already. She's kind of scoping out what's out there. So she's out roving around on the street. She's our reporter on the street today, Kevin.
Okay, so again, come on down. You can't pass up a beautiful day like this.
No, you can't. And then you're going to get back to some of the best hits of the 60s and 70s. And then we'll talk in a few more minutes. And then we'll be here until noon, broadcasting live from Fair in the Square.
Okay, Dave, we'll be back and catch up some musical history in just a little bit. 924 99.7 Max FM.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Contact State Farm agent Chris Stanton to bundle and save today.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Rhonda, an account executive at Civic Media, and you're listening to me on 99.7 Max FM. If you can hear me, so can your customers. Contact me about advertising at 608-340-2177 or email me at rhonda@max.fm.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. 67 today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 34 at our studios.
99.7.
And let's take a look at some musical history this week in 1961, 2 weeks in a row at the number one spot for Ray Charles.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, number one for 2 weeks in a row. In 1961, Ray Charles and Hit the Road. 1965, the Beatles were at number one for 4 weeks in a row, their 10th number one hit with Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why? Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said, something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM with a look at some musical history with the Beatles. And yesterday, number one for 4 weeks in a row, their 10th number one hit this week in 1965. We go downstairs again to check with Dave and Wendy on the square during Fair on the Square. And Dave's got a special guest with him today.
Yes, I do, Kevin. I've got Stephanie Darnell from DBI. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you doing today? Or is that a loaded question this morning?
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, it is running well right now. So we do have a lot of people coming here right now and walking around for the fair on the square, listening to the music and smelling all the good smells right now from the food trucks.
Oh, this is amazing. How we end up in front of the kettle corn is just, I love it. One of my favorite staples. And there are a lot of people down here already.
There are.
That's amazing. How many vendors do you have this year, do you think, roughly?
So I know for sure we have over 200 vendors right now, and that's not including the farmers market. That's also here. So the vendors here around the square, there's over 200. And then we also have some down on our community court, which is next to the bouncy houses and the free axe throwing.
Wow, that is amazing. This has got to be almost one of the biggest Fair on the Square events that I've seen so far.
Very much so. It is not a small feat by any means.
No, it's not. And how long have you been with DBI now when you jumped feet first into this one?
I started at the very end of July, so I have yet to reach my 90 days.
Wow, okay, so you've been here not even 90 days.
Correct, yeah.
Congratulations on for pulling this off. I mean, this is just amazing to see all the vendors down here. They're even on the courthouse lawn. As you mentioned, we do have the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. That's over in the 600 block of Oak Street just for today. And then the community court is in the 300 or 400 block of Oak Street. Are you going to go on the bouncy house today, Stephanie?
I mean, there is an obstacle course, so I feel like I don't know, maybe I'll embarrass myself and actually try to complete the obstacle course.
I think you guys should. Maybe I'll observe, but I'm not allowed near there. I've been told already, you know, so I don't need to have another visit to the emergency room. We'll just leave it there.
Right?
So.
Yeah, I might just watch the kids outdo me on those to keep it safe.
It's a great event down here, and it amazes me to see all the people walking around right at 9 o'clock when basically this started. It started filling up with people and pets as well. And it's a great event. This goes until 4 o'clock today. So if you like Kevin and I've been talking about, if you need to do a little birthday shopping, Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Today's a day to do it. Now, you also have some other events that will be coming up as part of things happening next month. We'll have a wine walk coming up.
Yep. We do have our holiday wine walk that is happening Friday, November 21st. We also have our Witches Night Out that's happening later this month. That's going to be on Thursday, October 23rd. The businesses are going to be open later from 5 to 8, and they have some nice witchy things happening. And then also we have our Christmas community market happening the very next day after the wine walk. That's going to be happening Saturday, November 22nd, and then the light parade follows right after it.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend as we
very much so.
Basically, we get done with this, and then in a couple weeks, which is night out, then we'll have the wine walk the Friday night, then the market, and then followed with the light parade. And that's always a great event, and we will also be broadcasting that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We always look forward to that. It's a great event. You never know what the weather's going to do for the light parade. Last year was not too bad, I can honestly say, and that was probably one of the best weather years we've had for it.
Yes, I walked in that parade, so I was very appreciative for the weather.
I was actually in my nice warm office watching the parade. That was a first for me, was not being outside in the light parade.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I've always been in it, whether it's raining, snowing. I remember one year it was 20 degrees with 0 degree wind chills year. So you never know what it's going to do, but we will broadcast that live in conjunction with Downtown Baraboo, Inc. And we look forward to that. And we just always look forward to the Downtown Baraboo Fall Fair in the Square, Spring Fair in the Square. And it's just so great to be out here with all of you. I mean, we're right here in the heart of everything, Stephanie.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're definitely, you can really feel the holidays really kind of creeping in here. The leaves are changing and you can just feel it in the air right now.
You definitely can. I mean, I look right across from us. I mean, I see pumpkins and I see some other types of decorations. It almost remind me of fall, Thanksgiving, and then I see wine slushies. I don't know what that's all about, but I'll keep away from there. And, you know, I mean, a little early for that, right?
But, yeah.
And also, all of our downtown Baraboo businesses are open. Some of them also mm-hmm. have specials. So when you get done with Fair in the Square, pop in and say hi to them. I know that some of the places are already open serving breakfast sandwiches yep. as well. Yep. So it's a great day to be out here. I don't think we could have picked a better day to be out here, Stephanie.
Same. Yeah, I really agree. All the vendors have been really excited anticipating this. You know, they're very excited to be here to greet everyone. You know, same thing with the food vendors. Everyone's just excited. Even the business owners, they love seeing all the foot traffic, you know, all the people walking around and popping into their stores. So it is definitely a great time.
It is most definitely. Well, Stephanie, I'll let you get back to doing what you need to do. Thank you so much for stopping by and saying hi. Good to see you today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You betcha. Kevin, we'll toss it back to you upstairs.
Okay, Dave and Stephanie down at Fair on the Square. Come and join everybody. Dave and Wendy will be there till noon today broadcasting live here on 99.7 Max FM. And I'm going to few more musical history notes for you. This week in 1970, his first number one hit, it's Neil Diamond.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. Crackling Rose, your storeboard woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. Got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose, and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Cracklin' Rosie with Neil Diamond, his first number one hit this week in 1970. And this week in 1976, featured in the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack, Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band were number one with the Fifth of Beethoven.
Thank you.
Number one this week in 1976, it's Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. We found that Moody Blues vocalist and bassist John Lodge passed away yesterday at the age of 82, suddenly and unexpectedly, according to his family. He was surrounded by his loved ones and the sounds of the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly when he passed away. This is one that he actually wrote for the Moody Blues. It's on a singing a rock and roll band on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Moody Blues, and I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band remembering bassist and vocalist John Lodge. John wrote that song for the Moody Blues. John passed away yesterday at the age of 82, suddenly and unexpectedly, according to his family, leaving his wife, Kristen, who he's been married to since 1968, and two children. So again, remembering John Lodge from the Moody Blues. 9:47, got to look at your forecast on the way.
Bright Star Home Care delivers high-quality care, ranging from companion care to skilled nursing services, so that all their clients can experience dignity and an improved quality of life when they need it most. Clients choose Bright Star Home Care of Baraboo because every decision they make and every action they take is for the benefit of those who've been entrusted to their care. You can request a complimentary in-home assessment at brightstarcare.com or call 608-355-5015.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays. Pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. 67 today under mostly sunny skies. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 46. Mostly sunny for Sunday and a high near 71. Slight chance of a rain shower Sunday night, lows in the mid-50s. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise partly sunny and 70. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 39 at our studios.
the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Well, if I can't go to Surf City right now, at least I can go to Fair on the Square in Baraboo, which is where we are, along with Dave Grant and Wendy Grant this morning. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Kevin. Yes, we are broadcasting live from Fair on the Square till noon today. Wendy and I will hang out with you. You can stop by, say hi to us, corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, in front of the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios. Right here on Eat Street, there is a lot of activity here, as Stephanie mentioned. Over 200 vendors are here, Wendy.
Yes, there are. I was out walking around checking a few of them out. There is a wide variety, something for everyone, from cheese and sausage to candles to jewelry to pet supplies and snacks, all kinds of things, Dave. There, you really can find something for everybody. Get your Christmas shopping started. Get those gifts taken care of. Lots of things to see and do.
Yes, there are. And so stop on by, say hi to us. We'll hook you up with some Max FM swag as well. Lots of pets out here as well. And Eat Street is right in front of us. The delicious smells of popcorn, Kevin. We'll let Kevin handle this for the next couple minutes, and then Wendy and I will hang out with you from 10 to noon.
Okay, thank you, Dave and Wendy. And getting ready to wrap up the show this morning. And thank you all for the requests. And thank you for everything else. And Dave and Wendy. And I'll be back next Saturday morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. for another edition of Saturday of the 60s and 70s, right here on 99.7 Max FM. Enjoy your weekend.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or throne. Looks worse in black and white.
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. Max FM.